Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, right and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you.
Heart and soul of every man, and it's you, Lord, who knows my weakness, but you give me strength with thine own hands.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary,
dear listeners, and welcome to another edition of Testify here on Eden FM, your voice in paradise. Yes, it's the 19th of July already. Yeah, and this month, as you will know, I celebrated my birthday last week, and I thank everybody that sent me messages. It was such a blessed day. I think more than anything, you know, it's about the blessings of receiving those good wishes and that blessings that others bestow upon you. And so, listeners, thank you so much for those that did contact me. And wherever you're listening from in the world, I truly do appreciate you and the fact that you continue to support this ministry of Testify. Also, I'd like to announce the winner of our book giveaway. Well, my birthday book giveaway, which is a book by Dr. Carl Davis called From Parado Grond Tot Pastorie. Dr. Carl Davis was my guest 2 weeks ago, and he donated that book as a giveaway. So the winner of that book is Gregory Kampfer. And Gregory Kampfer is from Cape Town. He resides in Cape Town, and the book is on its way to him. So thank you, everybody that participated in the competition as well, and for all the shares to encourage people to participate. And thank you for the additional likes on the Facebook Testify Ministry page. I truly do appreciate it. And those also that have now diligently goes and listens to the podcast on Anchor. Please continue to support this ministry in that way. And then just a reminder as well, listeners, if you would like to share your testimony as God speaks to you and the Holy Spirit guides you, please do contact me. I welcome your testimonies. And I'm sure that through you, others will be able to have a future through your testimony and what God has done in your life. So that's the intros. That's all done there. I have a guest this evening once again, and she is a fellow sister here in George, where I reside, as you know by now. And her name is Sister Joy Rusiki. And I'm going to give her a chance just to say hello to everybody. Hello, Sister Joy.
Hello, Sister Ingrid, and your lovely listeners. Yes, I'm Sister Joy Rusiki. I'm based in Georgia, the Western Cape. I'm a mother to three beautiful girls, and my husband is Eddie Rusiki. I'm part of a movement called Sister to Sister. It's an international movement. We have different chapters worldwide. And it's such an amazing connection, you know, different sisters in different parts of the world.
Indeed it is. And I am very privileged to be part of this movement as well. And that is how Sister Joy and I know each other. And Sister Joy will be sharing more about the George chapter in our second segment this evening. So I first want to just ask Sister Joy, Sister Joy, tell the listeners a bit more about yourself. You've got a very interesting profession and where you come from, so that they get to know you a little bit better before we start chatting about the Sister to Sister movement and the chapter here in George.
Sister Ingrid, I'm what they call a Tzaddik child, you know. The reason I'm saying that is my mom is half Portuguese, half South African. My dad is Tanzanian. My husband is half Zimbabwean. So I am a Pan-African child. So hence with the sister to sister movement, you know, I'm able to connect with sisters from all over. When I started out a few years ago, my profession is basically my background. It's in marketing when I started out. This is like some 17 years ago. I was in charge of marketing for a Pan-African business magazine. And it's amazing the different parts that God takes you through. And whilst I was there, I met amazing people. But then that season, when I then had my daughter, I then decided to leave that because it involved a lot of traveling, and I was, you know, constantly having to go to network functions, connecting, you know, with different ambassadors for that publication I was working with. And it's amazing how God has worked in my life, you know, the different things, the different skills that God has given me in the different times that I've had, you know, professionally speaking. When I decided to leave marketing, you know, for the publication, the business publication, we moved to Zim briefly. I then decided to open a fashion label called Uzuri Creation. And with that, God blessed me. You know, there's a scripture that is very dear to me, and it has proven to be so true in my life. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That is from Philippians 4, verse 13. And in every instance, I found that whenever I was at a different season, like now when we moved to Zim, I didn't even know that I could be a fashion designer, Sister Ingrid. So when I was there, then, you know, God blessed me. God enlarged me. I had amazing opportunities. My label was well known, you know, throughout the country. I dressed celebrities. I dressed first ladies in Zim, you know, my memory just skipped there, but I had
from the parliamentary
parliamentary groups. Thank you, Sister Ingrid. Yes. So all of that, I believe that it's God's favor on my life. I don't think it could have been possible if, you know, God's grace, God's provided, God met me at my point of need. And then we then decided to move to beautiful George to manufacture. We've got a manufacturing company. We do disposable tableware. And God has blessed us again, you know, giving us different opportunities. He's always there guiding our footsteps, my husband and I. And due to COVID, last year, unfortunately, we had to close our factory. But another opportunity arose for us, for my husband to then get another opportunity, still in manufacturing, but out of the country. So that has put a bit of a strain in terms of us being apart. But, you know, we still have faith. We know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. And, you know, like in the book of Joshua 1 verse 9, where it says that be strong and courageous. So in everything, you know, I just look on and say, God, you are with me. I know that I can do this. I know that we can do that. So basically, in brief, we entrepreneurs. I also work for Department of Justice. I offer interpreting services for foreign language. And that has become a ministry in a way, because I then meet up with different people that I minister to, that I pray with, that feel lost, you know, feel asylum seekers, that sometimes not knowing they didn't break the law. I have an instance where this gentleman, he's from Tanzania, and then he's walking, he sees flowers, he jumps a wall to go to somebody's farm to pick flowers. And then it's breaking the law, but he doesn't know, because in Tanzania, you can just pick flowers anyway, you see. So with that, it's like I minister to people and I'm like, yes, I know you, this has happened, but have faith, pray, and you know, God is with you through everything that you're going through.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that introduction and sharing your story in that manner, Sis Joy. And definitely prayer is at the center of a lot of things, you know, the core of ministry, regardless of the type of ministry that we do. Mm-hmm. And that certainly we're going to talk about more in the next segment. So now we're going to go to our first song, dear listeners. And this one is called My Soul Says Yes by Sonny Badu.
My soul says yes, says yes, say yes. My soul says yes, says yes to your will.
Come on, do you know it? Just sing it with me.
My soul says yes,
says yes, says yes.
Where you lead me, I will follow. When you call me, I will answer. Oh, my Lord, please teach me how to know your ways.
Can I take it again?
Where you lead me, I will follow. When you call me, oh my Lord, please teach me to know your way. Whatever it takes, whenever you want, what moment you choose, whatever you plan, oh my Lord, let your will be done in me. So be my guide and be my light. Be my way, be my way.
Take it again. So be my light and be my guide. Be my way. Be my way. Oh, my Lord. Come lay. My soul says yes. Say it. Say it. Everybody, everybody. My soul.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to Testify on Eden FM. And welcome as well again to also those listeners that's listening via podcast. I know sometimes you're not in the area of the Garden Route, and we have different listeners too that regularly listen to our podcast. So thank you very much for your engagement. My guest this evening is Joy Rusike, and Joy has been telling us about her background and herself and her family, and how she also ministries a core part of her life. Sis Joy, we started talking a little bit about sister to sister movement for the listeners that weren't part of previous interviews that I've had with the chairperson and some other members. Please tell the listeners, just give a brief background as to what sister to sister is.
The sister to sister movement was started by my sister in love, Pastor Susan Chigwada. She started it. It first started in Zimbabwe. She's now based in the USA. And basically, the George chapter came into being because of COVID, because the whole sister to sister movement was, they would meet, you know, like, for example, Pastor Susan is based in the States. So they will meet, let's say, monthly, you know, to encourage each other, to be there with each other. And then it was part of connecting with other sisters, you know, like my sister's keeper. Now, you know, with the pandemic, COVID, when it came with its blessings as well, in a way, because we then discovered other ways to connect with each other. Sister Susan then decided to then take it a step further and do international Zoom meetings where the different sisters around the world will come together and connect, because we could not meet physically. So this opened up a whole new channel, a whole new platform, because then it meant that not only were the sisters in Zimbabwe and America able to connect, we were then able to connect even if you're in Tanzania, in South Africa, you know, globally. I attended the first sister-to-sister meeting, which was in May last year. And then Pastor Susan then asked me, Joy, I then invited quite a few of my friends here in George. I'm like, okay, this is so exciting. We're meeting sisters from all over the world. We're connecting, we're sharing, you know, we're encouraging each other. I was very, very excited. So I then said, okay. So when I got the Zoom invitation, I then said, wow, this is amazing. Sent it to all my girlfriends that I knew at that time. Then they were like, oh, that sounds very exciting. So first in May, when we had when it was my first sister-to-sister meeting, lots of sisters from the George, the Garden Route side were there. Then Sister Susan approached me and Pastor Susan, they said, Joy, why don't you start a WhatsApp group in the George area, you know? Then I'm like, okay, that sounds exciting. Let me do it. You know, I'm thinking, okay, it's just basically taking information, Zoom meetings, and then just forwarding it in the group so that we then meet together and worship and encourage each other. Little did I know that role was quickly going to change, you know.
Yes, and I can certainly attest to that, being part of how that transition happened at the time. Also having attended one of the very first meetings, or I think it was probably the second month that the meeting was being scheduled, and you stepped in as the sort of the lead for the George chapter. And it's true, it's very amazing just the opportunities that have come from COVID as well. Mm-hmm. Even this ministry, because I haven't been to studio since also about April last year. No, March last year. Only once have I been in studio. All recordings are now done via Zoom. And just like you're saying, it's using the platform that God has made available to continue our ministry. And how awesome isn't that for ministries across the world? And just a new way of discipling for Him. So thank you also, Sis Joy, for stepping into that space. Yeah. And so you've stepped in, and quite a bit has happened. So tell the listeners, so George chapter, there's some interesting initiatives happening here, and I'd like you to share that with the listeners.
Indeed, Sister Ingrid. So we then, I stepped in and I stepped up, and you know, they call the qualified. He qualifies the call. At that time, I was like, okay, it's just like what I'd say, you know, taking information and transferring it to the group. But then as we were going, then I was like, okay, children, we need to pray and fast for children. So I started that that initiative. We would, every Tuesday, you know, mothers in the group, we've got a list with our children, biological children, children we know, even, you know, children we oversee. So we would pray over them. We currently have almost 650 children in our list that we pray and fast for every single Tuesday. And what is amazing is that it's not a one-man show. Each week we've got different sisters, mothers, that stand in the gap and lead us in prayer as we pray for our children. So that is amazing, because I wanted something that is interactive, something that, you know, each mother can feel part of, because they are our children. We need to stand in the gap for our children, you know. So that has been amazing. That has been an amazing thing to witness.
Yes, and I again can attest to that, being part of that group. Listeners, just to give you a background, so Sis Joyce mentioned how many children are on this group and how many ladies actually are part of it. We're close to about 60 now, Sis Joy, if I'm not mistaken, if not already 60 ladies on the group.
I think so. I stand to be corrected. I think we are almost, I'll tell you now the exact number, but I think between 70 something to 80 ladies. We have grown tremendously.
Wow. Okay.
We have grown tremendously.
Wow. And
it's when we started, we are about 20 ladies when we started.
Yep.
But, you know, a sister would invite another sister, so that has been good.
Yes. And so, listeners, if you can just hear and understand the magnitude of this, you know, many a times I know for myself as a mom and just a prayer warrior for my family, my community, it becomes overwhelming at times. And now to have a group of sisters with you praying in affirmation, praying in uplifting your family, your children, your community, because when things are happening in society, we add that to the list as well. When there was the fire at UCT, we prayed for the students at UCT. Even now in the last week with the unrest and families that are being, you know, uprooted because of the unrest of the protests and so forth, to pray for those families and their children as well. So it's just the magnitude of this is just, you know, it just lifts the spiritual realm. And that's what we need to do, is to stand together. You know, where it says where two or more people are gathered, that is where God intercedes and where the strength of the Holy Spirit gets to work. And that is the essence of the prayer group. So, Sis Joy, absolutely stand with you in faith on this, and would like the listeners to just receive what we are saying with regards to the magnitude of prayer. And listeners, it doesn't require, you know, you to necessarily join this group, but the intention is that you are motivated in your context to do something like this, that you are motivated to not give up in prayer, and that you might be inspired and say, you know, I've been thinking about this, or the Holy Spirit has spoken to me, and look here what's happened, and how this sister, Sis Joy, is just testifying here about this group of the sister-to-sister prayer chapter here in George. You too, dear listener, can do that in your context and in your sphere of influence.
Yes, and I'll also like to share the scripture, Sis Ingrid, if it's okay with you. Mm-hmm. It's from Isaiah 65, verse 23. Normally I post it for our Tuesday prayers, but I think it's so relevant. And it reads, "They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth children for trouble, for they shall be descendants of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them." I believe that with this scripture, it is so relevant, like you mentioned earlier on, even what has been happening in our country, you know, with KZN and Gauteng province, what is happening now, the anarchy. And I just have faith and pray that those children, because most of them are youngsters, they are our children, and we covered them in prayers yesterday. You know, we covered our children that are being force, because we fight not against flesh and blood. So we believe that even though they were doing that, but we fight not against flesh and blood. So we pray for them and we cover them with the blood of Jesus, because we want our children to be blessed, you know, our children to prosper, because that's their promise from God.
Absolutely. And it's just so wonderful to be part of prayers and intercessions at that level. Also from my own perspective, and Sis Joy knows about this, just a couple of weeks ago, it was about 3 weeks ago now, my daughter was meant to come to South Africa, and she was literally at the airport checking in when there was an issue with their COVID documents, and unfortunately their trip had to be cancelled. That was just that Sunday, that very Sunday, when the president announced we're going on to level 4. And just everything that unfolded since then, I shared in our prayer group. And I know it's because of the intensity of the prayer that we've been going through. And not just my own testimony, but there's been other sisters on the group too that have asked for intercession, or that have, after we've prayed, shared their testimonies of what has happened in scenarios and situations with their children. And so absolutely, we must not give up. Prayer changes things. Prayer shifts the spiritual realm. Prayer is there to guide us, to protect us, and to bring us closer to the Lord. So thank you so much, Sis Joy. Yeah. We're going to go to another song now and continue the conversation when we come back. Our next song is called Lion of Judah, one that's also quite a favorite with many of my South African guests on this program. So enjoy, dear listeners, Lion of Judah.
Lion of Judah.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to Testify on Eden FM. I'm Ingrid Carly Moses, and my guest this evening is Sis Joy Ruseke. And Sis Joy has been telling us a little bit about her background and then also about the Sister Sister movement and the prayer group that we have here in the George chapter. The ladies on this group is not only from George, in actual fact, they're from all over the country. But this is where the actual prayer group is being administered from. Sis Joy, there's also another initiative that this particular chapter does in terms of praying for another purpose. Please share that with our listeners too.
Thank you, Sis Ingrid. Thank you so much. Yes, a few months ago, I think about 2 months ago, one of the sisters, Sister Pepita, approached me and she's like, Sister Joy, we pray for our children. It's all, you know, we thank God for that. But what happens if you pray for your children and you don't have money to buy bread for the children you're praying for? I think we should then add on praying, you know, for our finances. We know that God has blessed us, you know, but we need to pray. We need to contend. We need to negotiate with God. We need to ask him that his will, because remember, when at the beginning of time, God gave us dominion over everything. But we need now, based on what Adam and Eve did, you know, we then lost that. So for now, what we need to do is God wants our permission to do what he's already promised us, basically to do what his will in heaven, here on earth. So we need to ask God, God, let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. So we then decided to start a prayer on Thursdays, prayer watches. So we basically follow the prayer watches from 12 midnight on a Wednesday, going into Thursday, and then until 9 p.m. on a Thursday. So every 3 hours, we've got a different sister praying, standing in the gap on that prayer watch and praying for, be it our finances. That is the core, our finances. But then last week, we were thanking God and being grateful. You know, so this week, which is tomorrow, we're going to then pray about our country, you know, peace and still our finances, but also peace in our country, you know, like what it says in 1 Chronicles 7, verse 14, whereby if my people you pray, you know, and then you ask to be forgiven, I will come down. I'm quoting out of context, but it's 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. I'll read it now, but that's the prayer that we're standing on for God to ask what he's promised for that to happen in our lives.
And it's truly so appropriate, Sister, in what's happened last week in terms of the unrest. And you know what spurred it on? Yes, we can have a debate. We each one's got their own opinion, but we know at the core of it, it's linked to our social issues. It's linked to poverty. It's linked to a whole host of things that become interconnected because of a society that feels oppressed. And that's certainly something that we, as everybody in the country, needs to pray into. It's not about blame. It's about saying, this is our country, our beloved country. We need to stand in the gap, regardless of who you are, where you are. I mean, even my daughter in the USA, with her friends there, with the Safas there, they've got a prayer network there praying for the country. I know in Dubai as well, I'm part of a Dubai network as well. And there too, there's prayer going out. So it doesn't matter where you are. It's about praying for God to intercede, to bring peace, because it's so easy for the devil to come in and steal, kill, and destroy. He uses that spark. He uses that sense of I've been done in, that sense of bitterness, that sense of oppression, and feeds off that to create the discord. And it doesn't only affect those that are incited at the core of it, but it ends up bringing down a whole community, a whole nation. And we as prayer intercessors certainly need to stand in the gap for that.
That's true. And I'll actually like to share scripture that I shared in the sister to sister group for a time like this. It's from Esther 4. I'm reading verse 14, the book of Esther. And it reads, "For if you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance shall arise for the Jews from elsewhere. But you and your father's house will perish. And who knows but that you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this, and for this very occasion." So this one, I'm putting it more into context with us. For a time like this, what is happening? Us as mothers, us as children of God, not only mothers, fathers as well. We have come to the kingdom for a time like this. This is not the time for us to keep quiet. Are you eloquent in speaking, or you know all the scriptures, or you don't? Just speak and the Holy Spirit will help you. You know, so I think it's important that don't say, like, for example, you know, I thank God for divine connections. In our chapter, God has connected me with amazing sisters that are in different stages of their walk with Christ. You know, I've got sisters, sometimes I feel like Ruth, and I've got Naomi's, you know, like mothers that are there, you know, that are carrying me, you know. So I'm saying it's for a time like this. Don't keep quiet because you say, I'm not a pastor, or I don't know the scripture that well. You do what you can. God will meet you at your point of need. God will send those divine connections to help you. For myself, in our group, I've got amazing sisters, you know, it's led. I've got Sister Zoli. She's like an amazing mother in the group. You know, she's there. And then I've got Sister Tabise, yourself, Sis Ingrid, you know. So it's amazing sisters that we are the body of Christ. I could be the nail, and then another sister could be the neck. But together, we make the body of Christ. You see, so we all play a very important part. And I encourage sisters in the group and everywhere, speak whatever it is. Let the Holy Spirit use you. You don't have to be perfect, but let the Holy Spirit use you, because you were brought to the kingdom. You are here now on this earth in the midst of the pandemic, in the midst of the anarchy, the chaos. For a time like this, let the Holy Spirit use you.
Absolutely. One of my favorite sayings, and my family knows this, that I use often is, evil thrives when good men do nothing. So as you're saying, we are called into the midst, just like you've used that or presented that scripture from Esther. We need to step in. And absolutely, God qualifies us as he needs us. Mm. We just have to say yes and say, yes, Lord, here I am, Lord. It is me, Lord. And not step back because we feel we don't have certain skills. And Sister Joy, you know, too, sometimes I'm bold and I step up, and other times I'm a bit reserved because I don't feel like I hear the prayers of the other ladies and the ministry from the other ladies. And I'm thinking, wow, there's no way I can match that. But that is not what God wants. God doesn't want that from us. He just wants us to say yes. And ye being the one through the guidance of the Holy Spirit to be the one to have ye's will done through us. And thank you so much for that reminder, Sis Joy. And thank you too, I want to say publicly, to the other sisters on this group of Sister to Sister, the George chapter, that so boldly and courageously and freely step in to offer their services, their prayers, and their gifts. Because there's also singing that happens on the group. Please, just don't ask me to sing it.
Oh, yes.
But beautiful. And so, dear listeners, again, in this conversation between myself and Sis Joy, the hope is that you are encouraged to do your bit as the Spirit is calling you to do. It might not even be a prayer group, but might be something in the community, something that the Spirit has spoken to you about already. And the intention of this conversation and testimony this evening is to encourage you that in your context, and as the Spirit is guiding you, to step in and allow God to use you according to His will.
Amen. It is so true.
Fantastic. We're going to go to our next song now. And that one is There Is a Race by Jabu Ulongwe. Am I saying it correct, Sis Joy?
Jabu Tongwane.
Wale, okay. And
Jabu Tongwane.
Yes, and Zim Praise. So it's a song chosen.
And Zim Praise, yeah.
Yes, it's a song chosen by Sis Joy, and certainly a first for me, and I thoroughly enjoyed it when I listened to it earlier. So I hope that it blesses you as well, dear listeners, which I'm sure it will. Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to Testify on Eden FM. Wow, what a fantastic conversation with Sis Joy Ruseke this evening. And we are really coming toward, this is the last segment of the program already. And what a wonderful conversation we've had. I want to give Sis Joy an opportunity in this last segment. Sis Joy, to just share something, a testimony, if you'd like. We've spoken a lot about, obviously, the George chapter of Sister to Sister, which both you and I are part of, and which you oversee. and the wonderful work that's being done through the prayers in this chapter. But would you like to share anything with the listeners in terms of just a personal testimony?
Yes, Sis Ingrid, I love to do that. Thank you for the opportunity. I would like to share, to testify rather, you know, I'm going way back, but I just want to show the goodness, how good God has been in my life, you know, through it all. In 2007, we had challenges, and prior to that, we had everything, Sister Ingrid. When I say everything, I'm talking about everything, like 7 cars, 8 bedroom house and all of that. And we were kingdom builders, you know, like giving to the community, building churches and all of that. Now, when we lost everything, for me, I was like, I was so hurt. And I'm like, God, we are good Christians, you know, we give, we kingdom builders, we go to church and all of that. But what I learned through all of that sometimes, Sis Ingrid, we are more like, what do they call it? You know, when you go to work and you clock in, you know, sometimes we can be Christians like that.
But we're complacent. It's just a matter of doing things like out of routine.
Thank you. So I think we were at that stage, we were like that, you know. So when we then lost everything, you know, people normally say when you lose everything, you can either go left or right. You know, there are two ways you would go. For us, my husband and I, when that happened, our foundation was much stronger, because you know what we did? We then looked to God. We then looked to the cross, and we knew that our help comes from God. And we held on to the word of God, and we held on to scripture, and we had faith. And through everything, from then up to where we are now, I can testify that sometimes I look back and I wonder how everything happened, how we passed through it, you know? And there's a scripture that I also want to share. It's from Isaiah 60, verse 22. And it reads, "When the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. And I have seen, not the way I wanted, but I have seen God's goodness. I have seen time and time again, God making it right in my life, in our life. And I've looked back and I'm like, when we couldn't walk, God, you carried us. So I'm just thankful. And what I learned is to depend on God. You know, there's a scripture that I normally like to post as well. I then realized, like the book of Job, that my help comes from God. Everything comes from God. He is the creator of heaven and earth. Just because, you know, before I couldn't identify when somebody told me I don't have 10 rands. I could not identify with it. Not that I came from a well-off family, because God blessed me so much that I never lacked. And when 2007 came and we lost everything, I could then identify. So when somebody now tells me I don't have 10 rands, I can identify. So I'm speaking from a position. I mean, now I thank God that I'm out of the wilderness. God has blessed me. But there's so many things I could not identify with before, but now I can. You know, I look back and I say, God, it is you who gives me the power to get wealth. It doesn't come from me, it comes from you. And you sustain me when I don't have that well. And there's this passage I like to share as well, Sister Ingrid. I hope I'm not taking too much time. Is patience is not the ability to wait, but how you act while you're waiting. So how you act, you know, life is not a destination, it's a journey as well. That's another favorite saying I like to use. It's what you do whilst you are going, you know, what you do whilst you're waiting, because sometimes God, you know, his ways are better than our ways, is Ingrid. He doesn't always answer our prayers when we want him to answer, but his timing is perfect. So what do you do when you're waiting for God to answer? Praise him in the corridors, Sis Ingrid. Even when you don't feel like it, you praise him in the corridor until another door opens.
Oh, wow, Sis Joy. You are so spot on, I think, with your testimony for a time like this, as you've said earlier, because there are many people that I'm aware of that is really going through tough times at the moment. And so true. Sometimes we cannot identify with others. We might say, I can empathize with you, but you can't identify with it. So thank you so much for sharing that particular testimony with the listeners this evening. And I believe it's words of encouragement for many as well. Thank you so much, Sis Joy. We've come to the end of the program already. Can you believe how quickly that's gone?
Wow. And I've got one scripture I wanted to share, and it's the end.
Yes, but it's okay. Please do go ahead.
Okay. To round it all off, it's a scripture that we love very much, Jeremiah 29, verse 11. You know, my plans are to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you an expected end. So that is God's plan for us. That is what I hold on to. No matter what chaos is going through or what I'm facing, that scripture, I've actually put it in my mind. And that's like my soldier's scripture. When I walk and it doesn't look like it, I say it to myself. I remind myself, God's plans for you are to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you an expected end.
Absolutely. And it's like almost every verse that you have brought into the conversation this evening certainly has a personal resonance with me. And I certainly hope with you too, dear listeners. Yes, Sis Joy, thank you so much for availing yourself. It's been a long while coming, this conversation between you and I. But as you say, for such a time as this, you know, when God knows it's that appointed time, he makes it happen when it needs to happen, regardless of the plans that we might have in place. And I thank you. I know it's you're going through a bit of a challenge yourself physically at the moment, health-wise, but I thank you nonetheless for just making yourself present and the Holy Spirit being present here with us this evening.
Thank you so much, Sis Ingrid, and thank you to your listeners and for the opportunity. I feel honored. And yes, we testify. Thank you, Sister Ingrid.
Absolutely. And so, listeners, I'm going to close off with a prayer right now and our closing song. And so we start. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father God, I thank you so much for opportunities to have conversations like we've just had, myself and Sis Joy. Father God, thank you for the ability to testify, to use our voices to uplift you, dear Lord, and to praise you and worship you and to speak about your goodness. Dear Father God, thank you for the blessing that you've brought upon the sister-to-sister movement worldwide, not just here in South Africa, but worldwide, but especially the initiatives that's being run by the George chapter. Please strengthen Sis Joy and continue to keep her strong Continue, Lord, to help her to have a strong defense, Lord, in spiritually, to lead this group, Father God, and the initiatives that we have. Thank you for all the different ladies that are part of that prayer group as well. And Father, may those that have listened to this program this evening be encouraged to step up as you are calling them to. Father, please bless our country, South Africa. We need you so desperately through COVID, through the unrest, through the economic volatility that we're going through at the moment. Father God, we cannot go through this life without you. Please, dear Lord, intercede for us and for all the other nations too, dear Lord, that have their own struggles. Father God, be with them, Lord. Come and heal us, Lord. Please, Father God, we know that we can do it, Lord, because our strength comes from you. And may we have more warriors rising up in ministry, Lord, because the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. And hopefully that through testimonies like this, there will be more Christians inspired, Lord, to be stronger disciples for you. Father, we praise you, we bless you, we thank you, we glorify you, we honor you, and we trust in you. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Joy and listeners. And we're going to play out with a song, I Overcame by Adah.